Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
A Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner for Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and on the free Odyssey app.
This is the Mason Crosby Show on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. My name's Mitch Nellis. Mason Crosby is here. Tommy Wirtz is here. There's a, I don't know what show is on, whatever network I have on right now, but they have like three heads in a row. Like we have three heads in a row on our YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And so I looked up and I was like, wait, that's not us. I was very confused.
We're on national TV now. Like this is moving fast.
I mean, we're
guys.
Ready. We're ready for
this
it.
This is moving
we're
fast.
We're better than these idiots.
for sure.
Yeah. But we'll get there, Mace. This is, like I said, the Mason Crosby Show. Packers lose 16-13. To the Carolina Panthers, fall to 5-2-1. Still first place in the NFC North, but now fourth place in the NFC.
Yeah, yes, but still, you control your destiny, and
yeah,
you can get a home playoff game, all the stuff that comes with winning a division. So, that's the ultimate goal right now, especially with a little blip in the radar. But
exactly,
I think everything's right in front of them. But the NFC North. And the NFC West, like NFC North, has to be the best division in.
I mean, the Vikings are 500, and they're in last place
in the conference. Yeah.
Big exactly. one for them this weekend with JJ. JJ McCarthy's just magic. I mean, let's just be honest.
Yeah, you love JJ McCarthy.
I hate JJ McCarthy. God, I would punch him in the ear right now.
Right in the jejunum.
Right in the ear, just like knock his balance off. joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, One Call, That's All. Green Bay Packers reporter for the Press Gazette on the USA Today Network. The one, the only Bucks Pacers tonight, by the way, is Ryan Wood. Hey, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks for that intro. Bucks Pacers.
I know that's
a game that I don't know that I'll be watching much of.
I thought that was your focus tonight. Is like none of this Matt LaFleur talking at 3 o'clock stuff. Locked in for Bucks Pacers.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. How we doing, guys?
Horrible. Every team in the NFC is just like B level. They can all beat each other on any week. Like, is football stupid, or is this the best? Because Mason says the best, and I'm not sure.
No, I'm kind of over it, too. And, I think I'm going to be over, making picks on these games as well. So, I don't like it. I love and hate football. So,
yes.
Yeah. What do you think about that game yesterday, Ryan? I mean, were they trapped?
You mentioned picks. I'm just telling you now, I'm picking the Packers to beat the Eagles because this team will do the exact opposite of what you expect. Yep. I picked them to lose in Pittsburgh. They won.
That's right.
I picked them to smoke the Panthers. They lost. They're beating the Eagles, and guess what? They're losing to the Giants in New York the week after.
Stop. Please stop.
Right? I mean, there's been a lot of teams, a lot of Packers teams that I've covered where by this time of the year, you have a general sense of how it's going to go. They're going to win a lot of games. They're going to be in the mix. There's other teams. We'll see what happens in the playoffs. I have no idea what to expect from this team. This team has left me clueless. Yeah. I don't know because it could go really good. I still believe in the talent, even with Tucker Kraft's torn ACL. I still believe there's a lot of talent here. There is Super Bowl winning talent here. I also believe that they don't execute like a Super Bowl team. So it doesn't matter how much talent you have. If they don't figure that out, they're not going anywhere. And we don't know if they will or not. So that's where they are. But the only thing that really mattered yesterday is Tucker Kraft's ACL. Yeah. That's the only thing. Losing to the Panthers is a bad loss, no question about it. There's other games out there starting this week against Philadelphia that they can get over that. They can move on. We'll see if they will. I don't know if they will, but they can. Being still the best record in the NFC North, you'll take that. That doesn't matter, right? It's week 10. It doesn't matter that they're the best record in the NFC North in week 10. The only thing that did matter yesterday is that injury. You can't emphasize enough just how big of an injury Tucker Kraft's torn ACL is.
Yeah, well, I mean, you hit it right on the head. So, yeah, talk about who, I mean, obvious next man up is Luke Musgrave. Do you think he can step into any sort of role that can carry the main tight end of this Packers team? Or what is the next step for this offense without Tucker Kraft?
How about the connection of these two tight ends drafted one round apart in 2023 and the reality that it was always supposed to be Luke Musgrave who became what Tucker Kraft has now become? Immediately after the draft, the Packers funneled all the first-team reps to Luke Musgrave, not Tucker Kraft. They believed in Luke Musgrave's straight-line speed, his 4.6 140, to be a game-changer, a difference-maker in their offense. They focused on his connection, his chemistry with a new quarterback named Jordan Love. And for the first 9 weeks of their rookie seasons, they were proven right. Because by week 10 of their rookie year, Luke Musgrave, not Tucker Kraft, had 27 catches, 250 yards. He had a touchdown. By that same point in their rookie seasons, Tucker Kraft had 3 catches for 11 yards. Hmm. And then Luke Musgrave goes out with a big injury. He falls on the point of a football, making a catch against the Los Angeles Chargers. And he has a lacerated kidney. He misses the next 6 games. And in that same game, Tucker Kraft catches a short little checkdown from Jordan Love, stretches it into a 27-yard gain down the sideline. The Yak King was born. And what Tucker Kraft did was seize the opportunity that he was not getting so long as Luke Musgrave stayed healthy. And he took that and became himself an NFL star at the tight end position. Now it's Luke Musgrave that has an opportunity because of a Tucker Kraft injury. And I do think that yesterday on that game tying drive, who was it that Jordan Love was throwing to? It was Luke Musgrave with 3 catches, including a 21-yarder that sparked the drive on the first snap. Like this is a major – Tucker Kraft's the best playmaker on that Packers offense. If you listed the guys behind Jordan Love that you did not want to see this Packers offense lose, it started with Tucker Kraft. But there are other guys. There are a lot of other playmakers, including Luke Musgrave, on that offense, and ultimately it's going to be on Jordan Love as a quarterback to maximize those playmakers.
Yeah, Ryan, I mean, if you look at the stat lines, I mean, the Packers had no business, like, losing to a team that, you know, quarterback for Bryce Young throws for 100 yards. They ran the ball efficiently and all those things, but it's like you still should win that game with how the Packers offense was able to get explosives and move the ball down the field and get into the red zone multiple times. I mean, what they were in the red zone 5 times, 4 or 5 times, and didn't come up with a ton of points, so... who do you think in this a game like this is kind of to blame? Is it the defense for not getting off the field faster, letting Dowdle, you know, get off and do that? Or is it on the offense and LaFleur and, you know, play calling, not putting the ball in the end zone or scoring points whenever those things are called upon them? Like, is there more blame to share or is it just a collective thing?
Yeah, it's a collective thing. I think everyone has culpability. You know, defensively, you have a great day All right. You should never lose a game when the opposing quarterback is 11 of 20 for 102 yards. No touchdowns, an interception. You should never lose that game in this league.
Ever. And yet, ever.
And yet, you need one more stop, and a championship-level defense gets that stop. A championship-level defense does not allow Rico Dowdle to run an inside zone 19 yards right up your gut.
Yeah.
And the problematic thing is it's not the first time we've seen that from this defense that's very, very good, but in Cleveland, 21 seconds left, they give up a game-winning field goal. Yeah. In Dallas, they get off the field once after halftime, including in overtime, giving up that field goal that forced the tie. And now they have a chance to make another stop with the game on the line to keep it tied to go to overtime at home, and they can't make the stop. Championship-level defenses make those stops. So I think it's very clear this Packers defense, while very good, while a lot of talent, they are still searching on how to get to that next level because they're not there right now. And then offensively, way too many empty possessions. And it sure seemed like the Packers offense got desperate as the game went on.
Too soon, though.
They started playing outside themselves instead of just staying at a consistent, steady pace, believing in your talent, believing that if you make the right plays, make the right decisions, don't go for it on fourth and eight, your talent's going to win over. No, they start chucking down the middle of the field in triple coverage. So the one thing I'm not going to do is call this a trap game. I know it looks like a trap game with the Eagles coming up. I think it's much worse than that. I think that Matt LaFleur was as transparent and honest as you can ever hear a head coach after a loss like that when he said the Carolina Panthers played the game exactly how they knew they needed to play to win the game. They played keep away with their run game, which the Packers, that might be an Achilles heel on that defense now. They did not give up any explosives. They were playing that soft two shell against the Packers offense, Jordan Love, all day, making the Packers be methodical, being disciplined and execute instead of just relying on a chuck gain. That's the blueprint on offense and defense that every team's going to attack this group with. Can they do something about it? It's the question. That's going to define their season.
Yeah, and like you said, without Tucker Kraft, without Jaden Reed on the field, now Matthew Golden, who knows what's going to – you got Christian Watson that is just, flying down the field, but he's that option. I mean, like, whenever Jordan threw that interception, he was triple covered, right? So it's like, what is that next step? Who's going to be that spark plug? And is there enough speed and, like, kind of electric playmaker ability on that offense without – some of those weapons if they're not available this week? So it does concern me going against the Eagles here. Talking about kind of what the NFC North is, the parity in this division, I mean, the Vikings go and beat the Lions, the Bears in a barn burner against the Bengals find a way, they're 5-3, which is unbelievable, like wild to imagine. This NFC North, it's going to come down to the wire, right? I mean, they're not going to play an NFC North team till Thanksgiving Day against the Lions in Detroit. So what do you give them? Like, what odds do you give this team of, like, being in a good position towards the end of the season to actually have a chance to win this division?
Yeah, Mason, before we get to that, to answer your question about what's the answer going to be with that offense – as they start to move on now with life after Tucker Kraft, I think priority number one is getting back to what the blueprint was last year. Their identity on offense last year was Josh Jacobs in that power run game. They had a feel that most Packers offenses in recent history have not had, where they could take that run game into anywhere, anytime, against anyone, and just run it at you and just beat you up. And we saw that at the start. You want to talk NFC North? We saw that type of physicality week one against the Detroit Lions, but it hasn't been near what it was last year, and they're going to need that run game without Tucker Kraft. Jordan Love's got a lot of weapons around him, but they're still going to need that run game to be the bedrock of what they do offensively, and if they can't get that back to where it was a year ago, it's going to be a really tough sledding. So that's where I start. As far as the division goes, it could be worse. It could be the NFC West. I mean, the NFC West, it looks like it has three premium contenders in that division. I don't know what's going to happen there. I mean, they're just going to cannibalize each other. It's going to be fascinating to see how that shakes out. But the NFC North has a higher floor. I mean, the Chicago Bears are fringe playoffy, right? I mean, you have to start thinking about, can they sneak in? The Minnesota Vikings showed yesterday that they can go into Detroit. So you can't take them lightly. Any team that can go into Detroit and win is a team to be reckoned with. Obviously, the Lions are the Lions. The Packers still have that lead in the division. I think the missed opportunity yesterday is they could have gone up two games. Yeah. They had a little bit of cushion there at the midway point, and now it's going to be a dogfight. The Packers entered after what they did last year, 1-5 in the division. They enter this season with the number one priority being win your division games. They're going to have them backloaded on this schedule. That's still the number one priority. They've got to win in the division, or this season's not going to go anywhere.
So we got Ryan Wood on the Mason Crosby Show, as he is every Monday, sometimes Tuesday if he's at a late night, you know, out there.
Sometimes every day.
Doing his thing. But Green Bay Press Gazette at Ryan Wood. I got to go back to what you said about last year, and we talked about this a little bit before you came on, where, yeah, they were getting turnovers at a high clip, right? And so the offense controlling the ball was actually, like, it was beneficial because they'd get the ball back multiple times, and they could, like, it's like, let's just control that clock. We'll decide what we're going to do with the ball. This year, I feel like without the defense getting turnovers, that offense has to have a mindset of, we need to get a lead and, like, unleash our defense, like, and their strengths on these offenses. Playing those games like they did against Carolina, like they did against the Cleveland Browns, are not good for this football team. Like, you have to run at teams, go at teams, try to score fast, early, and often, and then make those teams try to come back on you with that type of defense that they have. If they can't start creating turnovers, that's the only way this team is going to have success and get down to the playoffs. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting with playing with the lead. This team's built for that. I asked Xavier McKinney about the run defense yesterday at his locker, and Rico Dowdle's the first 100-yard rusher this defense has allowed all season. And so I asked him what was different about this, right, because they hadn't done that. And he said there's been things, small things. He, of course, wouldn't share details, but small things have been percolating that they've needed to address with the run defense before playing the Panthers that they haven't gotten addressed. And when you're winning games, when you're not giving up a lot of yards on the ground, it's easy to maybe skim over those things. And then it's still a problem. Then Rico Dowdle comes in and he runs for a buck 30 on you. So what could that be? Well, the first five games of the season, every single game, they had a double-digit lead before allowing a single point. Mm-hmm. Nothing takes care of the run defense like that. You just take the run game out of it when you have a double-digit lead before giving up a point. And so you look at their three games that they haven't won this year. The run game was a problem in all three. Quinshon Judkins, 18 carries, 94 yards in Cleveland. That was a loss. The next week, Javonte Williams, 84 yards in Dallas. Obviously, Dak Prescott balled out in that game, but he had a run game with him. And then yesterday with Rico Dowdle going to buck 30, those are the three games they haven't won. Like that run defense is something that they're going to have to absolutely take care of and make sure that those little things do get addressed. And it's easy to say that, especially this week with Saquon Barkley coming down.
Ryan Wood joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Ryan, you just mentioned it, you know, with Saquon Barkley coming. How quickly does Matt LaFleur, how quickly do they turn the page from this? Like, do they really dive into this and figure out how to fix things? Or do they just, like, do they burn the tape and just move on to the next because this was so ugly?
You know, I'm not even just pulling something out of left field here. I really do think the Packers are going to beat the Eagles on Monday night inside their home stadium.
I do too.
Like, this is everyone says it. It's a cliche. Oh, the NFL is a week-to-week league. Everyone says that. So why are we then surprised when on a week-to-week basis any number of things happen, right? Look at the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday. A week before, they looked terrible in the second half at home defensively against Jordan Love, against this Packers offense. A week later, they kicked the crap out of the Colts defensively, right? Same stadium. Like, it's a week-to-week league. These things don't transfer from week to week. I think that it's just flush it and learn from it and get better. Because I still, at the end of the day, believe in the talent. Now, the NFC as a whole, like, it's a wide-open conference. There's seven teams in this conference, three of them the NFC West, the Lions, the Packers. the Bucks, the Eagles. There's seven teams that could go to the Super Bowl this year. I don't think we'll know until mid-December. One of those teams is going to get hot, and that's going to be the conference representative at the Super Bowl. Like, we're not going to know that. So you just have to keep plugging away. You have to fix the errors. All these teams have blemishes. The Packers are not the only one. The Vikings went in Detroit and won yesterday. That's a bad loss for the Lions. That's an even worse loss because it's a division game at home than what the Packers did against the Panthers. That's not to excuse that. That's the league. That's what happens in this league. This is an opportunity this week to win a huge game, to go to 6-2-1, to beat a fellow contender, and to get back on the right track. Like, it's early November. We're not handing anything out right now. You just got to get better.
Yeah, I totally agree. I look at this team and I'm just wondering, like, we're talking about built to have a lead. Like, is there a space with this team where it's just go out guns blazing to start every game, like a lot more tempo, no huddle, like just go at teams? I would love to see that on a more regular basis, not just like when you have to, not whenever it's like, all right, we're running out of time, like start games that way. I loved whenever the Aaron and McCarthy era, whenever we were doing a lot of mixing in no huddle throughout courses of game, especially early on, we had a lot of success with that. Second half of the game yesterday when they needed a drive, Jordan Love goes no huddle, takes them down, scores a touchdown. Like, do you think that is something that I know LaFleur is like hesitant. He likes plotting along and like getting his plays in and getting everybody set and like where they need to be. But what do you think about them going no huddle early? Does he not like to do it because of Jordan Love? Does he not trust them to do what they need to do? Or what do you think the reason is there?
Yeah, it's tough to go with the no huddle when you're as multiple in your personnel as the Packers offense is. I mean, every snap they're trotting guys in different looks on and off the sideline. That doesn't mesh well with the no huddle, obviously. But starting hot, like starting fast, I think they did that yesterday. Their very first possession, they get the stop. Their very first possession, they march it into the red zone. And then Savion Williams has a fumble. Right, yeah. They don't execute a screen, and that's the issue with this offense. Is when you are stringing together 9, 10, 11 play drives, it can't end without points. It can't end without the end zone. Like, you have to finish drives. I don't know if that means more Josh Jacobs, even more Josh Jacobs in the red zone. Like, if you were inside the 20, calf or not, you don't take Josh Jacobs off the field because he is their red zone engine. Like, five straight games now, another streak of rushing touchdowns, 10 on the year. But you have to figure out a way to finish these drives. It's not like they weren't sustaining drives. They sustained drives up all four quarters against the Panthers. They didn't finish them.
Yeah. So they only had seven, right?
Figure that out.
Yeah.
Ryan, trade deadline tomorrow. Anything going to happen in Green Bay?
Ooh.
You know, a week ago I would have said I doubt it. I wonder about cornerback, but the problem there is that no other teams are giving up quality corners at the trade deadline without a King's ransom, and I don't see the Packers giving up a King's ransom. Now what do you do at tight end? You know, what's really interesting about the tight end position, obviously they're down to two healthy bodies now, is a week before you activate Christian Watson off PUP, you need a roster spot, and you're not going to let go of Lucas Haversack, which, Mason, I'm curious your thoughts on this, but at this point, I can't imagine a world in which Lucas Haversack's not on the roster in a week. Like, not saying that he's the kicker against the Eagles, but with what's going on with Brandon McManus, you want to at least, I think, have that option, right? So they didn't want to get rid of Lucas Haversack. Who do they release? A young tight end who's clearly in demand, Ben Sims, and you know he's in demand because he gets claimed by the Minnesota Vikings, who the Packers once stole from the Minnesota Vikings. He started his career there. So, boy, what a difference a week makes, because I'm not saying Ben Sims isn't going to be the wouldn't have been the savior of this offense. He's not replicating Tucker Kraft, but he's a talented guy. He's in demand in the league. He's got athletic ability. He's got pass catching ability that we've seen in the past. There would have been an opportunity here now, obviously, in a way that with Tucker Kraft, tight end positions covered. You understand why they released Ben Sims, but now you have two healthy bodies. I mean, that's what are they going to do at tight end? Is there a trade to be made at the deadline? I don't know, but that's absolutely something from a body standpoint they're going to have to figure out this week.
Very interesting. Yeah, that's you never plan. Like, you always kind of try to hedge against injuries, but in that situation, you never think that's going to be the case. So It's going to be an interesting week.
We'll
see if anything happens. Yeah, they're going to look at the film. They're going to really evaluate here, and they get an extra.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Day, which... Can be good, can be bad, but they're going to have an extra day to really, you know, dive into what happened on Sunday and then how they're going to attack this this Eagles team come Monday night. So I'm excited for it. I appreciate you, Ryan.
Hey, take care, guys.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much. That's Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette and USA Today Network, joining us here on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. With the trade deadline tomorrow, that's interesting because so few trades happen. Obviously, we saw Jaire Alexander traded to the Eagles. The Eagles also traded
today.
The Eagles
are making moves.
Yeah, they traded for a linebacker from the Dolphins. I don't know who's on the Dolphins.
Oh,
but
a great trade.
Right. Phillips?
Yeah.
But I feel like there's got to be like guys, if the Packers were really interested, like I feel like the Dolphins are just giving guys up, you know, for pennies on the dollar at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
They're probably just going to, they're getting relegated. So, like, what do they care?
They should be.
Right? Am I wrong?
Here comes Georgia.
Yeah. We're going to go through our picks when we come back. Also touch on an amazing Game 7 World Series that we have to recap a little bit. This is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.